This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I read this hadith and I wanted to share it with you to show our akhlaq as Muslims. One time, a man was passing by and he saw Abi Dharr al-Ghafari. For the people who do not know, Abu Dharr is one of the first people in Islam. One of the first people in Islam, and he was a man, when he took Shahada, his tribe followed him. يعني عريق في الإسلام من الرعيل الأول. يعني from the first people, from the first batch. So one time he saw him, and the hadith is in Bukhari, and وجد عليه حلة وعلى فتاه حلة. He saw him wearing a hulla. Hulla in Arabic, it means a two-piece garment that is matching. A two-piece garment, top and bottom, that matches. They call it a hulla or burda. So he saw him wearing one part of the hulla and his slave is wearing the other part. And he's wearing the top and the slave is wearing the bottom or vice versa. So he said, Ya Aba Dharr, why don't you wear the whole hulla and get your slave any thawb, yani. Get him anything, he will be very happy. He said, one time I had a problem with another man. فَعَيَّرْتُهُ بِأُمِّهِ. So I made fun of his mother. وَكُنَّا فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. And we were in Jahiliyyah. If somebody curses us, we reply by cursing their father and mother. So we had an argument. I cursed his mother. By the way, side note, many people say that this man he's talking about is Bilal, and that is not true. It's not Bilal. Even though many scholars said it's Bilal, but they retrieved their words and they said, no, it's not Bilal. So, عَيَّرْتُهُ بِأُمِّهِ. I made fun of his mother and I called him يَبْنَ السَّوْدَى. Oh, son of the black one. فَشَكَانِي إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. So this man went and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, Abu Dharr did this to me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very upset. He called Abu Dharr, أَعَيَّرْتُهُ بِأُمِّي? Is this true? Did you really curse his mother? He said, Ya Rasulullah, you know, in our culture, when somebody curses us, we curse their father and mother. He said, Ya Abu Dharr, إِنَّكَ امْرُؤٌ فِيهِ جَاهِلِيَّةِ. Ya Aba Dharr, even though you are a Muslim and you are from the first batch and you are one of the greatest Sahaba, but there is still some traces of jahiliyyah, of ignorance in you. إخوانكم خولكم فمن كان أخيه تحت يده فليطعمه مما يأكل ويلبسه مما يلبس ولا تغلبون عليهم. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, listen to this, listen to the akhlaq of the Muslim. He said, your brothers, he called the slave, because the slave, his qadr is a slave. He did not wish to be a slave. If you own that man, he becomes your brother. He's a Muslim, he's your brother. They are under your service, then this is the order. You feed them from what you eat. You dress them from what you wear. And do not burden them. And if you give them a hard task, أعينوهم, you yourself help them. You yourself help them. So, now you understand why he's wearing half and the slave is wearing another half. إِنَّكَ مْرُؤٌ فِيهِ جَاهِلِيَّةِ. Ya Aba Dhar, you have still traces of jahiliyyah, of ignorance in you. Many of us that have become close to Allah at a later age, they can relate and they always say, Subhanallah, the days of jahiliyyah, we used to do this. Or some of the brothers who converted, they would say, on the days of jahiliyyah, when we were ignorant about Islam, we used to do this. So this was still, he had this Aba Dhar, still have some of the traces of jahiliyyah in him. So now, Abu Dhar is explaining to the man, why is he wearing this garment and the slave is wearing the rest of the garment? Because Rasulullah ﷺ ordered us to take care of the people who are working for us. I wish this speech is mentioned to our brothers and sisters in the Khalij, in the Gulf. The way they treat the people who work for them is ridiculous. You eat, this is literally, this is what the hadith meant. You're eating steak, he eats steak. He doesn't eat lentil. You eat lentil, he eats lentil, no problem. But if you eat steak, he has to eat steak. You wear nice clothes, he wears nice clothes. Look how far Abu Dhar went. يعني هو الكلام من المواساة وليس من المساواة. لكن he went to the مساواة. يعني الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم told us, you know, to take care of them in an honorable manner. But Abu Dhar went to the extreme. He shared his garment. He doesn't have to do that. As long as he give them, you know, what happened in our situation or in our culture? If somebody asks you for something, you pick the worst piece of clothing that you have, the one with the most stains, the one with the most holes, and you give it to your maid or your helper, right? This is what we do. This is against the sunnah of Rasulullah. You eat the best food and you give the leftover of 2-3 days ago, then this is for my maid, this is for my driver, this is for my gardener. This is not Islam. Islam is teaching us, and our beloved Rasulullah is teaching us, that you know what he said? إِنَّ كُلَّ أَمْرِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ مَوْضُوعٌ تَحْتَ قَدَمِي. Hadith is Sahih Muslim. All the matters of jahiliyyah are under my feet. Rasulullah said, all matters of jahiliyyah, of course that contradicts with Islam, are under my feet. يعني is worthless. Worthless. Don't pay any attention to it. And we all know that there is no difference between a Arabi or non-Arabi, black, white, rich, poor. أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The formula with Allah Azza wa Jal is the one with the most taqwa. He is the most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. Does not matter what color, what status he is or she is. So ya akhwan, this, and even though not many of us have maids, but if we do, or if we have workers working for us in our businesses, please try to apply this order from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you see anybody abusing it, advise them gently and kindly and tell them and relate to them this hadith, this beautiful hadith from Abu Dhar. May Allah make us from the people who listen and apply. Jazakum Allah khair. Wa barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.